student YO Universe.
Pinaka-latest sa pop culture trend.
Bringing the latest and the hottest trending topics. From the ultimate movers and shapers.
It's very interesting na ang daming nominations na nakuha ng the artist.
To everything else under the sun.
I'm very excited kasi ito na yung Olympics eh.
You don't just listen to the student's voice. We amplify it.
Ayun po sa anti-planking look. Parang sobrang b**** lang yan. Kasi, di ba?
Because it's not just a student's world. It's our universe. Student YO Universe.
It's a busy, busy week here in UP Diliman because aside from we're celebrating the UP Diliman month, ay dito sa mga estudyante para sa dito sa UP Diliman, ay sinaselebrate din natin ng UP Fair for 2015,
yes.
Di ba? At yung mga iba't ibang estudyante ay pupunta dito inihanda ng ating University Student Council araw-araw mula Tuesday hanggang Sabado, di ba? Ay gabi-gabi may mga nagpe-perform na bands, di ba?
Yes, syempre yan ang trending dito sa UP Diliman. Pero dito sa Student Universe, Student YO Universe, we give you the holistic trendsetters of the week, di ba? So, babakinggan ninyo mamaya kung ano nga ba ang mga naging trendsetters natin.
Mm-mm. At ayun na, no, bago nga tayo magpatuloy sa ating programa, ako nga pala si Vince.
At ako naman si James.
Ayun, and Student YO Universe is your one and only venue for some interactive, youthful, informative, and profound angle on anything and everything pop culture.
Yes, and because we're interactive, you can visit us, you can visit our Facebook page and comment there, facebook.com/studentyouniverse. You can also tweet us on Twitter, twitter.com/@studentyouniverse. Mm-hmm. Or you can visit our Instagram, see our selfies there.
Uh-huh.
At SYOU, at studentyouniverse. And if you want to have a longer chat, you can you can email us at studentyouniverse2.0@gmail.com.
Ayun, katulad nga ng sinabi ng classmate James, pwede nyo kami hanapin sa aming iba't ibang social networking accounts at isama ang inyong insights and comments about our trending topics for today. But before that, alamin nga muna natin kung saan nga ba natin nakukuha itong mga trending topics na ito dahil classmate James at mga ka-universe, kailangan every week fresh na fresh yan, diba?
Yes.
Kaya naman rung natin patagalin pa.
On Student YO Universe, we go deeper into what's hot, what's happening, and what matters to the youth. The YO Universal team is composed of 15 students who pull together recent pop culture news from the most relevant websites and choose the top 5 most talked about topics online. Our universe revolves around your voice because your voice is our number one choice.
Ayun, para sa mga miyembro ng Student YO Universe, yan na ipanata na. Wow, every week ay hinahanda namin para sa inyo ang mga pinag-usapan nga dito sa ating universal world. At kailangan natin pag-usapan yan dito sa Student YO Universe para magkaroon ng mas malalim na diskusyon, di ba?
Yes, dapat kasi dito nga sa Student YO Universe, pop culture pero critical pa rin. Mm-hmm. Trending pero laging may sense, di ba?
Ayun, so pwede natin simulan, no?
Oo, wag natin patagalin pa. Ito ang ating number 5.
Number 5.
At number 5, Justin Bieber's comedy roast. At ito ay sinulat ng ating Universal team member na si Vince. Ay, ako ba?
Yes.
Ako pala. Go, eto na.
Uh-oh.
Ang Justin Bieber's comedy roast or ang sinulat nga dito ni Vince. Ay, ako pala. As a part of the Biebs complete comeback, Justin Bieber will get his very own roast in Comedy Central in March 30. Para sa mga hindi po nakakaalam sa ating mga ka-universe, ang roast mo na to ay parang isang episode sa Comedy Central na kung saan pag-uusapan nila ang isang celebrity at titingnan nila yung mga naging recent events or happenings sa buhay ng celebrity na ito at gagawing comical, pagtatawanan, ganyan.
Okay.
Medyo may pagka-stand of comedy yung vibe, ganun.
Okay. So, ano ba to? Lahat ba ng celebrity sini-invite dito? Or
no. Oo.
Oh.
Depende sa depende kay Ryan Seacrest na I think ay isa sa mga producers ng program na ito. At depende rin doon sa celebrity kung gusto nila mag-volunteer. Just like what happened kay Justin Bieber. So, ito na nga. Okay. Ryan Seacrest announced through his Twitter account last January 20. Kinu-quote natin, nasabi ni Ryan Seacrest, "Yes, I got confirmation at Justin Bieber is getting roasted by at Comedy Central in March. Love you, Justin, but it's time, lol. Hashtag Bieber roast." And sabi naman ni Kent Alterman, yung president ng content development and original programming ng network, "Justin has been asking us for a few years to roast him and we just telling him to go create more source material first. We are thrilled he listened. Ah, interesting. Ayun. So parang in-encourage nila si Justin Bieber na ano, no? Gumawa ng mga issues sa buhay. Uh-oh. Para mapag-usapan sa comedy, ano, Comedy Central.
Kasi feeling ko rin, hindi naman gagana or hindi naman magiging ganong kapatok yung episode ng isang celebrity kung walang masyadong naging pangyayari throughout his career, di ba? And syempre, nandyan yung recently lang yung nag-post for Calvin Klein, di ba? So, feeling ko, idadagdag nila yon. And nagulat rin ako na pwede pa lang yung celebrity yung lumapit sa Comedy Central para ma-roast sila.
Ayun. And last Monday nga mga ka-universe, February 9, Comedy Central announced that Kevin Hart will be the master roaster for Comedy Central roast of Justin Bieber. And Hart said in a press release, "I don't normally do roasts, but I had to step out for my guy Biebs. It's his big 21. It's about to be operation. Roast everyone's, ano, and, ano, a word we can't say." They will start taping on March 14 at the Sony Studios in Los Angeles. Ayun.
Ayan.
So para sa mga fans si Justin Bieber ay kailangan nila abang itong episode na to dahil tingnan natin kung ano nga ba mangyayari sa comeback ni Justin Bieber dahil alam naman natin na nagkaroon siya ng hiatus, di ba? For a year hindi siya nag-release ng songs, for a year hindi siya nag-tour, ganyan, and for a year hindi natin nakita sa limelight si Justin Bieber.
Oo, and ano rin, maganda rin tong way para lalong mag-hype up yung kanyang yung celebrity status niya. Why? Because kagaya ng nasabi natin kanina, recently yung si Calvin Klein, di ba, nagkaroon yun ng buzz sa internet, whether it's true or it's photoshopped. Tapos ngayon naman, magkakaroon na siya ng episode sa Comedy Central.
And ayun, no, si Justin Bieber nga ay ano, masayang-masaya na ano na pinahintulutan na ng Comedy Roast, nagawan siya ng isang episode or ng isang comedy roast dahil sa tingin niya, you know, it's an awakening na alam mo makikita niya na it's ano reflection, no, ng mga pinagagawa niya nitong past months. Uh-oh. And recently, no, nag-guest si Justin Bieber sa The Ellen DeGeneres Show, 'di ba, classmate James, at mga ka-universe, at nakita naman doon ng mga fans ni Justin Bieber yung ano, no, yung parang yung realization niya, no, sa mga pinagagawa niya these past few months. And I'm sure na pag-usapan natin niya dito sa Student YO Universe.
Pero ang masaya dito sa Comedy Central, well, kasi gagawin nilang comical yung naging highlights ng career mo. Diba?
Ibang atake, diba?
So, hindi siya yung para reflection ito. Hindi. It's more of a comical way na at least na-enjoy not only ni Bieber pero the fans most especially. Kasi I guess this is not only for Bieber's career but this is for the fans na sobrang tagal na nagantay.
Ayun. And pwede na siguro tingnan dito, no? In a general perspective, Justin Bieber coming back is a big thing, diba? Sa pop culture world. Because as we all know, Justin Bieber is one of the most popular teen stars in this generation. And napakalaki ng kanyang following. So it's interesting na how will the Beliebers react to this Comedy Central episode? Dahil alam naman natin na very powerful ang Beliebers ni Justin Bieber. Mga ka-universe Beliebers po yung tawag sa mga fans ni Justin Bieber.
Yeah, so huwag na nating pahabain pa, no? Dahil alam naman natin na medyo matagal-tagal pa ang aantayin.
Oo, March 30 pa i-airin yung episode, mga ka-universe.
So pwede na tayong mag-move on, yes, mag-move on sa ating next topic. Ito ang
number four.
Number four, we have Free Owl City Concert in Manila.
Ayun, at ito ay sinulat ng ating Universal team member na si Steph Hidalgo. Hi, Steph, if you're listening,
diba? Yes, kung nakikinig ka, hi.
So Adam Young, best known as Owl City, is holding another concert in Manila, this time at the Bonifacio High Street Central Plaza on May 8, 2015. And ito, tandaan niyo mga ka-universe, it's for free.
Wow.
Kakaiba kasi, diba, it's an international act tapos pupunta dito sa Philippines to hold a free concert.
Yes.
And kailangan natin tandaan mga ka-universe na Adam Young is a one-man band. Ay, Owl City is a one-man band, diba? Siya lang talaga yung Owl City.
Yes. And he was famous for hit songs like Fireflies, Vanilla Twilight. And that was around 2012 siya. And sobrang daming naging following nito ni Adam Young, or mas kilala nga siya as Owl City. And then, it's been a long time since nakarinig tayo mula sa kanya. And now, it's a free concert. Yeah. And imagine, it's a free concert. So, one, we love the artist. And second, it's free. So, bakit hihindian mo yung concert, di ba?
So, yun nga, no, Adam Young confirmed this this announcement through his official Facebook account. At sinabi niya na, "To my friends in the Philippines, I'm so excited to share I will be playing in Manila on May 8th at the said place. And this show is for free. See you soon," sabi niya. At ito nga ang third concert ni Adam Young dito sa Philippines. And ang unang yung concert, no, ay naganap sa isang mall dito sa Metro Manila. At noong 2011, ngayon ay bumalik din siya dito para mag-concert ulit. And one of the stops nga ito para sa kanyang concert tour na All Things Bright and Beautiful Asian Tour. However, mga ka-universe, there were no details as to why Owl City is holding a free concert. And I think, no, napag-usapan natin dito sa Student YO Universe itong topic na dahil nga yung ano, factor ng pagiging free niya na nakaka-tickle ng mind, interesting, na bakit naisip ni Adam Young to hold a free concert. Classmate James, sa tingin mo, is this a mere publicity stunt na alam mo yun?
Yes. pwede siyang publicity stunt, pero it's a very good publicity stunt, yeah, kung gano'n. Kasi for you to mount a free concert, mm-hmm, and alam mong wala ka namang makikitain after, mm-hmm, that, it's very brave, no? And I think kasi naniniwala rin siya dun sa fans niya.
Mm-hmm.
But ako in good faith talaga. Naniniwala ko dun sa cause ni Adam Young, kung ano pa man yun, kung bakit free yung concert niya. And as long as it makes the fans happy, why not, diba?
Mm-hmm. And ayun, dito siguro sa trending topic na to, eh pwede natin tignan yung ano, no, trajectory ng career ni Adam Young or ng Owl City. Tuloy nga sinabi yung classmate James kanina, nagsimula sa Fireflies, di ba? Yung pagsikat nitong si Adam Young or ng Owl City. And yung genre ng music na, it's pop, but uh-oh, it's ano, since it's a one-man band, it's mostly synth, eh. Yung parang technologically made.
For me, gusto ko yung tunog niya, mm-hmm, kasi it's very unique. Mm-hmm. Parang kang nasa game, mm-hmm, it's like 8-bit. Mm-hmm. Parang gusto kayo example talaga. Pero that's very unique of Owl City.
Mm-mm.
And ako, feeling ko maraming pupunta sa concert.
Oh,
niya.
Okay. Ang next question ko pala sana is, how do you think the turnout will be dun sa, ano, dun sa play, sa concert?
Marami. Kasi free nga siya. Maski ako, baka pumunta ako dun. So, magkita-kita po tayo dun.
Wow.
Nag-endorse na ano.
Oo. Pero ayun nga, na pwede rin natin siguro tingnan dito sa Student YO Universe, no? Dito sa trending topic na ito ay ano, no? Yung idea ng ano, having a free concert. Because usually, yung mga gumagawa ng ganitong free concerts ay yung mga ano na, yung mga established,
uh-oh,
artists, established bands. Dahil alam mo yon, sila na yung nasa industry ng matagal na matagal.
And talagang established na yung name nila. Mm-hmm. And if mag-concert man sila ng free,
mm-hmm,
wala nang mawawala sa kanila, mm-hmm, 'di ba? Hindi naman na nila siguro kailangan ng ganun kalaking, uh-oh, income or profit doon sa concert nila. Pero 'yun nga, Adam Young, medyo ako naaagahan pa ako para, mm-hmm, sa kanya na mag-free concert.
Mm-hmm. Well, ayun na, I think pwede na natin iwanan itong trending topic na ito.
Uh-oh.
Dahil ano, no?
Medyo matagal-tagal rin pa rin naman kasi. Oh,
katulad ng kay Justin Bieber, uh-oh, at number 5, March 30 point. Ito naman at May 8 pa. So marami pa tayong ano, buwan na bubunuin bago talaga dumating sa mga events na ito. And tulad nga ng isang event, no, na pwede nating abangan, ay mamayang gabi, ang Free Fall,
yes,
diba?
Yeah, uh-oh, we're inviting you to Free Fall, no? Mm-hmm. Kasi partner org tayo. No, hindi lang yon, pero kasi maraming bands na naka-line up.
Uh-oh.
And maganda yung naging resulta ng UP Fair, mm-hmm, 'di ba, this whole week na ang dami-daming bands na, mm-hmm, talagang supporting OPM, mm-hmm, ganyan. So wag natin kalimutan mamaya Free Fall, and then tomorrow meron pa, which is Back Track.
And
so,
I think mamayang gabi ano, no, yung ano, headlining band talaga ay yung Abnormal,
yeah, na naging guest natin sa College Collection.
Na tamang-tama para sa celebration bukas na Saturday lang naman, joke. It's Valentine's Day, mga ka-universe, 'di ba? Happy Valentine's Day para sa may mga love life dyan, and syempre para i-celebrate din sa inyong loved ones and family members,
yes,
ang Valentine's Day. Ayan, so classmate James, ano, no, bago tayo magpatuloy at bago tayo pumunta sa ating break, ay invite natin ulit sila sa ating iba't ibang social networking.
Yes, medyo marami-rami ito, no? So maaari kayong mag-comment or mag-like nyo ang aming Facebook page, facebook.com/studentyouniverse. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/syouniverse. Mm-hmm. And syempre sa Instagram @studentyouniverse.
Uh-huh.
And lastly, you can email us at studentyouniverse2.0@gmail.com.
Ayun, narinig nyo na mga universe, at kami ay pupunta muna sa isang break, at habang nasa break kayo, may i-tweet nyo lamang sa amin ng inyong mga comments and insights about our trending topic so far and ano pa yung mga nasa listahan natin,
yes.
Kaya huwag kayo nga alis, magbabalik ang Student YO Universe.
Anong pagkakatulad ni na Albert Einstein, Walt Disney, Vincent Van Gogh at Michael Phelps? Lahat sila ay may Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder o ADHD.
Ang ADHD ay isang kondisyon na may sintomas ng kahinaan sa konsentrasyon, pagiging sobrang aktibo, at pagkilos ng padalos-dalos. Tulungan ang batang may ADHD na abutin ang kanyang potensyal. Kumonsulta sa doktor para sa tamang diagnosis at pangangalaga.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Adik ako sa basketball.
Adik ako sa pagsasayaw.
Adik ako sa music.
Hindi mo kailangan ng droga para sumaya.
Magpaka-addict sa mga produktibong gawain.
Umiwas sa droga.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Best friend, ano ba namang buhay to? Bagsak ako sa exams kanina. Pinagalitan ako ni mami. Wala pa akong payong kaya basang-basa ako nung umulan. Na-turn off pa sa akin yung crush ko. Tapos, nadukutan pa ako pa uwi ng bahay. Tsaka gumimik ang barkada at iniwan ako. Ay, buti ka pa. Lagi kang andyan. Salamat, best friend, ha? Good boy!
Ang mga hayop ay ating alagaan, pagkat sila yung mga kaibigang maaasahan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Student YO Universe.
Ang oras sa ating universe ay 10:23 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisana ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Ayan, nagbabalik kayo dito sa hottest and coolest radio program every Friday morning that provides you your weekly dose of pop culture. Ito ang Student YO Universe. Ako si Vince.
At ako naman si James.
Ayun, at bago tayo mag-break na pag-usapan nga natin ang ating number 5, ang Justin Bieber Comedy Roast. And at number 4 ay ang free concert ng Owl City.
Or ni Adam Young.
Oh, and sobrang saya dito sa studio ni anong classmate Gab, no, dahil fan na fan nga siya ni Justin Bieber. So he's very excited.
And again, ang daming bibisita sa atin ngayon. Nandiyan na ating mga classmates from the Super Radio Circle. Yay!
And hi guys, maraming salamat sa pagdaan sa programa. And para maging beneficial naman, tweet nyo na rin kung ano nga ba ang inyong comments and insights about our trending topics for today. And nagpapabati nga pala si classmates Christine. Naging batian, Porsche. And huwag natin patagalin, classmate James. Sa tingin ko ay pwede na natin pag-usapan ang ating next trending topic. Ayun. Pero bago nga pala yun ay ipopromote lang namin ang UP Diliman Month ito nga yung month-long celebration ng UP Diliman.
Yes.
Dahil nga tayo ay naghanda ng iba't ibang events para sa ating mga estudyante dito.
Siyempre spearheaded by OICA.
Spearheaded by OICA. Ayan, and pumunta kayo sa official Facebook page ng UP Diliman Month para makita ang iba't ibang details and information about these events. Pumunta lamang kayo sa www.facebook.com/UPDilimanMonth. And pwede nyo rin, pwede nyo rin tingnan dyan kung ano nga ba yung mga events na mangyayari this week. Dahil tandaan natin na every weekend nga may nangyayari, so hindi natin dapat mamiss yan.
Oo, diba? Yan ang mga trendsetters dito sa UP Diliman. So, Huwag nyong kakalimutan yung mga yan.
Ayun, so I think pwede na natin puntahan nga ang ating next trending topic for today. Ito ang number 3. At number 3, the Bench Billboard ad, Love All Kinds of Love. Ano nga ba ang nangyari dito, classmate James?
Yes, no. Nagulat ang karamihan, no. And ako especially, una ko tong nakita sa sa Facebook news feed ko. Kasi nagkaroon ng mga panibagong billboards. And 'di ba we know naman na merong malalaking billboards itong certain local brand na to.
Yeah, yeah.
Clothing company. Sige, sa pangalan na natin Bench. Uh-oh. Kasi sa kanila naman ito. So, itong Bench ay nagkaroon ng mga malalaking billboards sa along Guadalupe. And ang bagong theme nila for the posters ay Love All Kinds of Love.
Ayun na nga, no. So dito sa mga posters na to, mga ka-universe, ay billboards, I mean poster, ang liit. Late ata noon. So billboards na to ay makikita natin yung apat no na very distinct no. Very distinct kind of love. Makikita natin ang isang love from a grandmother to a grandson. Makikita naman natin sa isang part ng billboard ay yung Solen Yusuf and ang kanyang non-showbiz fiance. Showbiz talaga.
Si Nico Bolzico.
At yung susunod naman ay ang founder ng Ayun, ano, wait lang. Ayun, oo, ang susunod naman sa post sa billboard nga ay si ano na Vince Uy at ang kanyang boyfriend na si ano Nico, anong name?
Gadi, Nino Gadi.
Nino pala.
Yeah. And the, Vince Uy was is the preview creative director.
Oo, and ayun no, ang preview really, di ba nag-guess natin sila dito?
Oo, dati 2012.
Oo, and yes. Lastly doon sa billboard nga ay ang ano no, Last Kind of Love ay ang na-feature naman ay si Ana Paredes and ang kanyang girlfriend na si Carla Peña. Ano, anong masasabi mo classmate James nung una mong nakita itong billboard na ito?
Well, first nung nakita ko nga siya sa Facebook timeline. Medyo malinaw kasi yung ano, yung images, yung billboard kesa dun sa kumbaga yung foreground and then background. So parang akala ko Photoshop lang siya.
Oh,
but
okay.
Then it turned out na it's real kasi people are sharing it and then sobrang dami nang nagsha-share and they were saying na sobrang tapa nga daw ng bench to own up a slogan like this. I love all kinds of love. And syempre yung images na pinoportray nito.
Mm-mm. Benchmark Editor-in-Chief Raymond Ang said that the idea came up when he had a meeting with the Bench Blog EIC Paolo Lorenzana and founder ng Bench nga no, na si Benchan. At naisip nila itong idea for having this ano no, a series of ads na nagfe-feature nga ng all kinds of love. At sinabi nga na Paolo casually pitched a magazine for the Thinking Filipino Gay. And we started joking that it would be cool to have a gay couple kissing on a bench billboard, sabi ni Raymond Ang. We were surprised to find out it was something Sir Ben has always wanted to do and was more than game for. He wanted to make a statement with the campaign and that is to love and respect all kinds of love. I think it's a beautiful message and one we can all get behind, especially during the Valentine's season.
Very timely.
Pinasok pala for the Valentine's season. Wala akong ideya ng Valentine's. Just! So ayun na nga, no? Dito sa billboards ito na napakalaki na alam naman natin na ang brand ng Bench is a very ano no, very popular. Mm-mm. At they recently held ano last year they held their ano no Bench fashion show.
Yeah.
Na napag-usapan din natin dito sa Student YO Universe and we didn't like no some themes in that fashion show
na nag-backlash kasi sa kanila
na hindi nag-represent ng ano no iba't ibang sektor ng society na hindi well represented, hindi equal yung nakita nating representation. And now they released this ano no, this socially relevant billboards. What can you say na alam mo yun, hindi masyado nagtutugma yung themes ng dalawang event na ito ng Bench?
Well, I think kailangan rin naman, syempre ang nakakuha nga sila ng flak nung nakaraan. So, kailangan nilang bawiin yon. And I think this is a very good one para mabawi nila yung name nila. And sabi nga ng preview creative director na si Vince Uy, to be able to represent the LGBT community and also this campaign is so validating for all those who are discriminated.
Ayun. So, dinagdag niya pa na ano, equality for all.
Oo, medyo sobrang laki ng in-improve niya dun sa nangyari nung Bench fashion show, di ba? Kasi, yun nga, kilala natin yung Bench as a family brand.
Yes.
And then what happened nung fashion show is very different from the family branding.
Yeah, diba? Diba?
And now, it goes back to its core na the family branding. But more than that, it respects all kinds of love.
Mm-mm. And ayun, well, for me, no, personally, how do I feel about this? I think, ano, it's just a way of, ano, covering up their tracks. Just, well, kasi, napakalaki kasi nung impact nung fashion show na ginawa ng Bench last year na hindi kasi tulad na sinabi natin, hindi maganda yung mga napakitang themes sa fashion show na ito. And well, on their part, they apologized for it. And ano, tulad nga sinabi ng classmate James, it's a way of owning up to their mistakes na nakita naman nila na mali nga yung mga napakita nilang themes doon sa fashion show na yun. And eto nga, no, pinakita nila yung love, all kinds of love, na I think very apt for the Valentine's Day, tulad nga ng sinabi nila.
Na nakalimutan natin. Na, diba?
Na may Valentine's.
It's a reminder, diba, of the love month.
Oo. And ayun nga, no, dito rin siguro pwede rin natin tignan yung ano yung recent movements no towards ano gender equality and LGBT community dahil nga doon sa mga ganitong at mga billboards na katulad nito. Gaano kaimportante para sa isang brand katulad ng Bench na nabanggit natin na i-welcome yung ganitong klase, because it's ano it's a risk. Diba? Na alam mo yun, not everyone will have a positive feedback about this. Because alam naman natin na hindi pa talaga, no? It's the reality na hindi pa talaga ganun katanggap ang LGBT community dito sa Philippines and in the whole world. Kaya naman tayo ay patuloy, diba, na gumagawa ng action para magkaroon ng gender equality. And gano'ng nga ka-importante, Classmate James, for you, para sa isang brand na i-adapt yung ganitong klase ng theme sa kanilang brand?
It's important because it shows that you are one with the people in saying that you are with them in the certain campaign, diba? I think kung ano naman yung campaign na gusto ng karamihan, minsan nagpa-follow suit yung brands. Aminin na natin na parang, since ito yung gustong ipaglaban ng mga tao, feeling nila dito sila makakuha ng maraming support. And siguro, truth be told, tawag na ito, kahit na nagsusupport sila ng campaign, it's the market na gusto pa rin nilang i-target.
Yeah, so at if the end of the day, Bench is a business brand, diba?
If they show na anti sila about that certain campaign, and then,
they will get flack, diba, for it,
and
diba?
we can cite yung nangyari sa SM, yung sa I think the department store, or yeah, nag-release sila nung shirt about rape. It's it's a snuggle with a struggle.
Oo, tama.
Diba? And then parang what happened was that sobrang daming nagalit sa SM and maraming nagsabi na they will boycott SM because of that shirt. And then SM owned it up and then they said na parang they were it's a fault and parang hindi na mauulit 'yon, 'di ba? Because they were afraid na mawala yung market nila. 'Di ba? Ganun lang kasi siya kasimple. It's still a business and they care for the market.
Oo. And ano, maganda nga na namanggit mo na at the end of the day, this is a fashion brand, this is a business, kailangan nila kumita, 'di ba? And they have the market for this nung ginawa nila itong ad na ito. Where do you divide yourself na alam mo 'yon? Nakikita mo na you have to be socially relevant na kung ano yung tama kailangan mong ipakita and ano eh ano din, yung kailangan mo rin mag-gain ng ano, from profit or income for your company. Na ito, no, nakita natin yung ad na pinagsama yung dalawa. Anong epekto nun sa isang brand and as a consumer, di ba?
Well, kagaya nga nang sabi ko kanina, for a brand, patapangan talaga siya kung kaya mong panindigan. Kasi yung mga tao, hindi naman sila porket nakakita ng isang ad na to. Usually may mga nagbabantay.
Oh, diba?
Okay. We have a critical market nowadays. And then, yun nga yung for a brand. And then for the consumer naman, it delights the consumer, lalo na kung they're one with the campaign. Pero, ayun nga, maraming pwedeng mangyari. And throughout the year, kasi malay natin, this Valentine seasons lang nila ito mapanindigan. Yeah, so,
especially
we should
watch the next
diba?
Event nila, na-offend na naman yung isang sector ng society, diba?
So, diba, magbabago ulit sila. And, yun, pwede nating bantayan, diba? We're critical consumers.
Tama ka dyan. At ito nga, no, isa nga sa mga patunay ay yung social media, no, diba? Nakita natin na very, ano, no, very aware na yung mga tao at naging guard talaga sila dito sa mga ganitong klase ng movements towards gender equality. And I think pwede na natin iwanan ating trending topic na ito. But before that, ay gusto naming batiin si Classmate Robert na nasa trabaho ata ngayon. Nakikinig dito sa Student YO Universe. Maraming salamat. Alam namin na isa ka naman sa mga loyal fans talaga.
Speaking of loyal fans, no, feeling ko matutuwa ang mga fans sa ating susunod na topic.
Kaya naman natin patagalin pa, ito ang number two. At number two, Spider-Man in Marvel Cinematic Universe. Confirmed na to, nababalik siya sa Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And,
at ito ay sinulat na ating Universal team member na si Gab Gutierrez.
Yes, at syempre this topic, meron tayong kasama, no? A very special person, yes. We welcome her today.
Ayan.
So our one of DZ Radio Circle's training members. So here we have our classmate Chloe.
Yeah, hello. Hi, good morning.
Hi,
yes,
Chloe.
Hi, Chloe. Ayan. Welcome to Student YO Universe and of course DZ Radio Circle. Wow. Okay, so classmate Vince, ano habang nangyari?
Sige, bibigyan ko kayo ng round up kung anong abay yung nangyari. Bibigyan ko kayo ng brief. So ayun, comic book fans rejoice. Ayan, fan ng comic book si classmate Chloe. Marvel's most iconic superhero is finally home. And it looks like everybody's friendly neighborhood Spider-Man is set to team up with Iron Man and Captain America in the near future sa Sony Pictures, which has long held the license to make the Web Slingers flicks. Well, very creative magsulat si Gab, ha? Has finally agreed to collaborate with Marvel Cinematic Universe and Disney. So it was announced that Spider-Man will appear in a forthcoming Marvel movie before dabbling in his own solo feature, which is scheduled to arrive in theaters on July 28, 2017.
Medyo matagal pa.
Matagal pa.
Kagaya ng mga
parang yung mga iniintay natin kanina. And alam naman natin na Spider-Man just had its reboot, di ba? Yeah. With Andrew Garfield and nakadalawang pelikula sila, no? Ito na naman, makaka-experience na naman tayo ng isang reboot. Dahil pupunta tayo nga sa cinematic Marvel Cinematic Universe. At iba yung gagawing atake dito dahil kailangan si Spider-Man ay maka-interact na with these other superheroes.
Yes. And I remember kasi there was a meme posted sa 9gag. And then the picture of the Avengers and then Spider-Man was in another picture. As okay. In, parang malungkot na Peter Parker. Part. Na si Tobey Maguire pa yung Spider-Man na kinuha nila noon. And hindi siya part nung picture. Mm-hmm. And people are commenting, kawawa naman si Spider-Man, mm-hmm. di ba? So, ayun. And then, ako, feeling ko masaya ako kasi they're united in one Marvel. How about you? What do you feel about the Spider-Man inclusion in Marvel
Cinematic Universe?
Yeah, well, I guess it's a good thing. Mm-mm. Kasi parang, ngayon, now that he can get into the Avengers, mm-mm. there's more of a storyline.
Yeah, oh my gosh, so, you're so amazing.
Yes, hindi natin napag-isipan yung Avengers, no? with Spider-Man.
So ito nga, the upcoming Spider-Man movie, which will be produced by Marvel Studios President Kevin Feige and former Sony studio head Amy Pascal, is going to be another reboot nga ng storyline ng superhero na ito. And isa nga sa mga kinrulungkot ng fans ng Spider-Man ay mamatay na naman daw si Uncle Ben sa story.
Sa mga sobrang ito lang siguro yung mahirap kasi lagi siyang nire-reboot. Mm-hmm. So, walang hindi nasusundan yung storyline. And kagaya nga nito, nauulit yung death ni Uncle Ben. Oo, which is so very sad.
At para naman sa mga fans si Andrew Garfield, ito nga, there has been no word yet as to who will play Peter Parker or Spider-Man, but there is a very high chance that Andrew Garfield, who previously played the Crimson Spider, will no longer return.
Yes, well, to be fair, okay naman yung thinking nila kasi 34 na siya.
Really?
Kapag bumalik na yung next Spider-Man movie.
Hindi halata kay Andrew Garfield.
Diba?
So, Garfield will be 34 na nga when the next Spider-Man movie is released and will be considered too old to play. Baka hindi nakayanan yung mga stunts, ganyan. And sa rumors mill, ay makikita natin yung mga pangalan nila Dylan O'Brien na nagsistar sa Teen Wolf and Maze Runner, Logan Lerman who is best known for playing the role of Percy Jackson, na isa nga sa mga posible mga ka-universe na gumanap dito sa role ni Peter Parker or Spider-Man sa pagbabalik niya sa kanyang Marvel Cinematic Universe or sa kanyang home.
Yeah, so tanongin natin si classmate Chloe, no? Sa tingin mo, sinong better to play the Spider-Man
better talaga.
Role?
Or yeah, do you have Dylan a specific O'Brien? Name in mind?
Like between Dylan O'Brien or Logan
or
Lerman?
Or if you have another person in mind?
Feeling ko si Logan Lerman kasi he's young and they want a young Spider-Man.
He's cuter. Char.
Actually, cute din siya, so.
So it's Logan Lerman, yeah. Uh-oh. And then, yeah. Medyo okay naman siya kasi Percy Jackson. Pero ako, I'm thinking na baka kasi if mag-play siya ng Spider-Man, baka mawala na yung association niya with Percy Jackson.
Pero kasi patay na yung series na yun. hindi na itutuloy ang Percy Jackson series, diba? So maybe this is a great restart din for Percy Jackson for Logan Lerman to be in a series, in a movie trilogy or whatever. Again.
Well, yeah, okay naman siya. Kasi, like, Daniel Radcliffe, diba? Parang he wanted to get away na with the Harry Potter association. So I think if ever gusto niya mag-Spider-Man, then why not?
Ayun, and it's also speculated that the new Spider-Man will make his debut in the anticipated Captain America Civil War, which is set to be released on May 2016, matagal pa rin, the third installment of the Captain America franchise. At ito nga ay sinasabing mag-feature nga ng web-slinger na si Spider-Man. But the collaboration between Sony, MCU, and Disney is aiming to rejuvenate Marvel's most iconic hero based on their records and box office hits. And si Spider-Man nga ang only hero film na nakatotal ng $4 billion and the most recent picture na was squashed by the Guardians of the Galaxy in terms of total revenue despite featuring a far less known lineup of comic book characters. So makikita natin na very important pa rin yung timing kung kailan ma-release yung pelikula dahil yung Guardians of the Galaxy it's very recent lang. Nauna yung Spider-Man 2. Pwede natin siguro tingnan na move kasi yung schedule ng Marvel.
Yes.
Na 'di ba napag-usapan natin dito sa Student YO Universe na ni-release ng Marvel yung lineup ng movies nila and na-move yung ibang movies just to give way to the entry of Spider-Man in their cinematic universe. Anong masasabi mo dito, classmate Jinx?
Well, for me, nakaka-ano siya. Hindi ko alam kung paano ko i-express yung thoughts ko about this. Pero since nagkaroon na nga ng pagbabago sa schedule, why not abangan na rin si Spider-Man? Kasi totally nagulat rin ako na lumabas ito, itong news na to. And everyone was screaming, yay, he's back, diba? And it really made a buzz online. So ako, nagulat rin ako, hindi ko alam kung anong mafe-feel about the schedule. Mm-hmm. Kasi, well, nag-release na nga sila ng lineup and sobrang marami nang na-excite. Mm-hmm. And now, meron ng Spider-Man.
Oh, and parang naman siguro ng classmate Chloe, no, na ito nga bumalik si Spider-Man sa Marvel Cinematic Universe. Anong magbabago sa dynamics ng storya ng Marvel or ng The Avengers? Katulad nga ng sinabi mo kanina, Spider-Man's re-entry sa Marvel Cinematic Universe have a big effect on the Avengers plot or the Avengers audience, dahil alam naman natin na marami ring nanonood ng The Avengers.
Yeah, I have a feeling na it's gonna be better. Mm-hmm. Kasi yun nga, everybody loves Spider-Man. No, basically, everybody loves Spider-Man. Yeah. So, if you put him in The Avengers, mm-hmm. there will be, yun nga, more of a storyline. So, mm-hmm. people will watch more, mm-hmm. there will be more movies, and there's gonna be a future for Peter Parker. Kasi, diba, lagi na lang nire-reboot yung Spider-Man. So.
I don't know, interesting, yung naisip ko lang, though, well, I'm not a fan of the comics, pero naisip ko lang, maybe they keep on cutting or parang reboot dahil pag tinuloy pa nila yung storya, there is a point na mag-converge na yung mundo ni Spider-Man with the Avengers. So iniintay lang talaga nila yung tamang time to have this formal joining of these superheroes.
And yun kasi yung mahirap kasi hindi mo, kagaya nga nasabi kanina about the critical consumers, hindi mo na sila pwedeng lokohin na another reboot.
Yeah.
Kasi kung titingnan natin yung fans ng X-Men, mm-hmm. 'di ba, parang nung nagkaroon itong the recent installment of X-Men, mm-hmm. they said na parang with that story parang uulit yung timeline ng X-Men. Kasi, di ba, parang Jean Grey was alive na, ganyan. So, we know na as in fans, or really fans, as in the fandom and yung culture nila.
Na-build na.
As in, sinusundan talaga nila. And Spider-Man nga, everybody loves Spider-Man. As in, he was the neighborhood hero, di ba? Kasi yun nga yung pagkakilala sa kanya.
And tulang na nabanggit mo, no, yung fans very important sa mga ganitong klaseng superheroes. Will this reboot affect the fans? Well, alam ko magkakaroon ng effect. Pero will it gain a positive or negative reaction dahil kilala nila si Spider-Man as Tobey Maguire before, and then Andrew Garfield, na nakabuo na ng kanilang sarili-sariling fan bases.
Yes.
And pag may kumuha na naman tayo ng bagong character, actor to play it, mabubura ba yung existing fan base? Or okay lang na mabura dahil magiging naman ng bago?
Uh-oh. Feeling ko it depends then on how well the movie will be, you know, released, and how the people, what the effect to the people will be, to the fans will be. So, we don't know. Pwede, hopefully, it's gonna be a good effect. So,
yeah.
But actually, we're all hoping, diba?
Diba, nung in-announce na Tobey Maguire is not playing Spider-Man, mm-hmm. and it was Andrew Garfield, maraming kinabahan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because they love Tobey Maguire, mm-hmm. and then naging Andrew Garfield, and then minahal rin naman siya ng audience,
mm-hmm.
but now the pressure's on para sa next Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
because it's a new installment and it's MCU plus Sony.
Uh-oh.
And then everyone's waiting for the reunion with the Avengers, mm-hmm. so it's a real pressure game face on for the next Spider-Man.
And ayan, good luck sa new team, yes. na mag-handle ng Spider-Man trilogy, at pwede na tayo umalis dito sa trending topic na ito. Maraming salamat,
thank you,
classmate Chloe.
Yeah. We expect you to be here next time.
And ayan, before we go to a break, gusto lang namin i-promote ang ang isang event ng UP Design Corps. It's called Relish, a design symposium on hotels and restaurants on February 21 at CW Home Depot Makati, at pwede kayo pumunta sa www.facebook.com/UPDesignCorp to know more about this event, at pwede nyo rin yan i-tweet sa amin kung ano nga ba sa tingin nyo ang mangyari sa event na ito. Are you excited and are you going to this event at the end of the day? And and pwede rin natin siguro babalikan mamaya sa after ng break yung mga naging comments and insights nga natin mga ka-universe through our social networking sites. So mamaya sa number one, very important,
yes.
event in the music history ay pag-uusapin natin dito sa Student YO Universe. And I think pwede rin tayo pumunta sa break. Huwag na natin patagalin ang break na ito. Magbabalik ang Student YO Universe.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 60.02. Tayo na makinig sa Mommy, anong ginagawa nila? Mommy, bakit sila nagbabarilan? Mommy, bakit niya ginagawa yun sa kanya? Mommy! Mommy! Natatakot ako! Mommy, alin dyan ang tama?
Madaming tanong ang mga bata. Gabayan ang kanilang panunood.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Kain na! Oops! Bago ka kumain, naghugas ka na ba ng kamay? Ugaliin ang paghuhugas ng kamay nang makaiwas sa sakit.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mahirap kalaban ang heart disease. Ayon sa World Health Organization, 12 milyong katao ang namamatay kada taon sa buong mundo dahil dito.
Alam nyo ba na maraming uri ng heart disease? Kabilang dito ang high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, at rheumatic fevers.
Kung ikaw ay mayroong heart disease, hindi pa huli ang lahat. Kumain ng wastong pagkain, itigil ang paninigarilyo, at mag-ehersisyo. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Student YO Universe.
Ang oras sa ating universe ay 10:47 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka! Ayan nga, nagbabalik tayo kayo dito sa oras ng coolest radio program every Friday morning. At tayo nga ay nasa ating last segment na dito sa Student YO Universe. Yes. Ako si Vince.
At ako naman si James. Siyempre, itong last segment natin sobrang bigatin.
Pero bago tayo pumunta doon, ay pag-usapan muna natin ang ating mga napag-usapan for today. At number 5, Justin Bieber's Comedy Roast. At number 4, Free Owl City Concert in Manila.
Yes, at number 3, the new bench at Love All Kinds of Love. And number 2, the Spider-Man reunites with the Avengers.
Ayun na, alam ko pwede na nating pag-usapan ng next trending topic. Ito ang number 1.
Yes, uh-oh. No. For number 1, we have a very special topic.
Na-remind
no?
lang tayo na tayo ay nasa DZUP talaga.
Uh-oh. At ano na, malapit na
and
mag...
What you heard is a jingle uh-oh. Na pwede ma-nominate sa Grammy,
yes,
diba?
So ito ang ating number 1. No? We have
the Grammys 2015.
Yes. So kasama natin ang ating classmate na si Bea. Yes.
Hi, classmate Vince. Hi, classmate James. Hi. At hi, mga ka-universe.
Ayan, hi, classmate Bea. So, pwede mo ba kami, ano?
Kwentuhan.
Kwentuhan kung okay. Anong naganap sa Grammys
okay.
2015.
So, nung February 8, naganap nga ang 57th Annual Grammy Awards. At ginanap ito sa Staples Center. At yung host this year ay yung si LL Cool J.
Okay.
So, fourth time niya na mag-host
wow,
for the Grammys.
Wow,
ayan. So, ano muna tayo? Winners
sige,
for the
sige.
Night.
Wow.
Ayan. So, yung isa sa mga biggest winner ng Grammys during that time ay si Sam Smith. So, nanalo siya ng 4 Grammys out of his 6 nominations.
Wow, more than 50%.
Yes. So, yung mga awards so, yung mga awards na to includes Record of the Year
okay.
and Song of the Year para sa song niya na Stay With Me na Dark Child
wow.
version. And then, Best Pop Vocal Album and Best New Artist. Ayan. So, isa sa mga syempre ang dami niya acceptance speeches. So, during dun sa isang acceptance speech niya, sabi ni Sam Smith, I quote, "I was doing everything to get my music heard. I tried to lose weight and I was making awful music. And it was only until I started to be myself that the music started to flow and people started to listen."
Interesting. Napakaganda ng message from Sam Smith
mm-mm.
na ano, all these years sinusubukan niya ano, na ilabas yung kanyang music na ano no, na nakita natin na hindi ko na napansin in the past
mm-mm.
years. Na ano, this 2014 for me, it was his year, no.
Mm-mm.
Kung 2013
mm-mm.
it was Lord's year, Lord with an E.
Yeah. Oh, may love. Tell you no more.
2014 was Sam Smith's and I think very ano deserving naman siya sa kanya mga award na nakuha.
Oo, I think ano din yung 'di ba music is all about identity and parang ipakita mo yung sarili mo through your music. And
I love.
Since nung parang nung hindi niya yung nagta-try siya na hindi siya yon,
mm-hmm.
parang walang napupuntahan and when he tried na ay when he started to be himself na, doon na talaga nag-boom yung career niya.
Uh-huh. And we know nga kasi parang Sam Smith, parang his reputation was nagko-cover siya ng songs ng mga big stars, ng singers. And then recently lang nag-cover si Jessie J ng I think it was Stay With Me. Basta she covered one of Sam Smith's songs. Mm-hmm. And there are artists na nagko-cover na ng song ni Sam Smith. So now, we can really see him as making a big name. Mm-hmm. Because you know, stars or singers bigger than him before ay nagko-cover na ng songs niya.
Oo. And ano, para sa mga ka-universe natin na nag-expect ng full list ng mga nanalo, sige, banggitin lang natin. Other Grammy winners include Jay-Z and Beyonce for Best R&B Performance for Drunk in Love, Happy by Pharrell Williams for Best Pop Solo Performance, and Let It Go, composed by Filipinos Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez, song by Idina Menzel, and the movie Frozen for Best Song Written for Visual Media.
Filipino pride.
Alam nga, no, itong Grammys ay napuno ng amazing performances, no? At ano, it's more than two artists isang stage daw talaga.
Yes, ang daming collaborations sa mga performances during the Grammys. Some of, banggitin natin, Lady Gaga performed with Tony Bennett, John Legend and Common performed yung Golden Globe winning song nila na Glory for the movie Selma. Si Ed Sheeran nag-perform with John Mayer dun sa song niyang Thinking Out Loud.
Interesting. Uh-huh. John Mayer, di ba? Very emotional singer as well. Ganyan. Uh-huh. Na sumama talaga kay Ed Sheeran.
Mm-mm. Then, performance by Beck and Chris Martin. Si Beck nanalo for
Album of the Year.
Album of the Year and Best Rock Album.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, collaboration ni Rihanna, Paul McCartney, and Kanye West for the song For 5 Seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, Sam Smith and Mary J. Blige na kinanta nila yung Stay With Me.
Yes. Pero meron ding mga solo performances. Diba? Since it's a music event. No, syempre, andyan yung nag-one last time si Ariana. And then, Beyonce's Take My Hands, Precious Lord, and Katy Perry's advocacy performance against domestic violence. So, Perry's performance started with an introduction from President Barack Obama and a speech from domestic violence survivor, followed by Katy Perry singing By the Grace of God. And we know na Katy Perry, pinag-usapan lang natin siya last week because of Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, meron
na naman siyang
performance.
Ano?
Mm-hmm. No? And now, it's advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Maganda na nakita na si Katy Perry na ano, no? Na in-expose niya talaga yung sarili niya sa mga ganitong events na, alam mo yun, merong ano eh, merong social relevance.
Yes. Yes.
Diba, for the Super Bowl, pinakita niya yung creative side niya na alam mo, you don't have to hide yourself. Kailangan, kung gusto mo maglagay ng malaking ano, lion at tiger pala sa gitna ng ano ng arena, pwede magawin. And ito naman, may advocacy rin for domestic violence. It's very nice for Katy Perry to take pop in a perspective na hindi pa natin nakikita before.
Oo, pero since hindi naman si Katy Perry ang ating highlight, no? Diba? It was Sam Smith. Dahil siya nga yung isa sa, as in, maraming nakuha. And bago siya sa mata ng lahat. Kasi parang, for artists, para makakuha ng Grammys, they need to establish their names first and then sigurado magkaroon sila ng mga songs na sobrang tinatangkilik ng maraming tao. Pero Sam Smith, as in, parang ngayon lang ata siya na-nominate.
Mm-hmm.
And then nakuha niya yung apat. And then, well, I was reading yung mga YouTube comments and then people are saying na parang Green Day daw, they waited for 20 years just to get 5 Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
That's Avril Lavigne, parang throughout her career, parang she got 8 Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And yung kalahati ng 8 na yon nakuha agad ni Sam Smith sa una niyang nomination.
Ayun, maganda na nabanggit mo na may mga artists na it takes them a long time to win a Grammy and si Sam Smith agad-agad.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ito nga, no, isa rin sa mga napag-usapan ay yung ano, yung pagkapanalo ni Beck for Best Album of the Year dahil kasama niya sa nomination si Beyonce na ano, siya yung parang umaangat na pangalan before the awarding ceremony.
And Paramore also won their first ever Grammy.
What can you say na ano, no, yung nag-receive na negative comments ni Beck just because hindi siya ganun kasikat, ilelevel lang natin, no, kay Beyonce, ay ano, hindi na agad deserving. Does popularity mean good music, ganyan?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi iba-iba rin naman ang taste ng tao sa music. It doesn't mean na popular ka. Let's say si Beyonce very popular sa social media.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean na siya na kagad yung tatangkilikan ng yung music niya na kagad yung tatangkilikan?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean naman. And I think siguro dahil rock yung genre ng music niya.
Uh-huh.
Kaya siguro parang na ano siya na hindi siya yung deserving ka.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero
Iba and naman kasi siyang genre.
Isa to sa mga pinakamalaking ano, no, controversy. Hindi man controversy.
Dahil kay Kanye West na umakyat sa stage.
Ito na naman siya. No?
Oo. Para pigilan yung ano, acceptance speech nga ni Beck na ano, ang sentiments nga ni Kanye West ay dapat si Beyonce daw ang nanalo ng best album of the album of the year for the Grammys 2015.
Ay, meron po tayong ano, no, meron po tayong classmate na well nagpapatawa lang po siya at nagpapawiti. Ang sabi niya po ay Bex ba si Beck.
Parang feeling ko si classmate Robert ba to.
Siya nga.
Grabe kung makotahan na. Balik tayo. Oo. And you know, Grammys is a very big event for the music people and for us, no. And I think, no, yung pagkapanalo ni Beck ay it's on our side. Na yun yung mali natin, no. Na hindi natin ine-explore kasi yung ano pa, no, napakalaking mundo ng music na aside actually, from pop, rock is a very big field din sa music industry.
I'll just mention kasi during yung live na telecast, nine lang ata na yung categories, yung talagang inano, hindi binroadcast yung, kasi maraming Grammy Awards, maraming categories, I think more than 50. Kasi meron for country, meron for...
Some of it were not aired, diba?
Yeah,
kasi napakadami talaga.
Oo, it was not aired. So, makikita natin siguro doon na yung mga in-air, ano ba yung mga in-air? Pop, new artists, mga ganyan. So, siguro doon natin makikita yung iba-ibang genres.
Ayun, and I think pwede na natin iwanan ang Grammys 2015 at abangan natin ang next Grammys, di ba? Tingnan natin kung sino naman ang magdo-dominate ng 2015.
Pero ano ha?
Mali mo si classmate James.
Oh yes, I'm ready, no. Pero just saying, no, start pa lang ng year, like nagkaroon tayo ng People's Choice Award, di ba?
As in, Golden Globes, awards,
Emmys. Golden Globes, Emmy. So,
Oscars yung susunod,
di ba? So, palaki na palaki yung event natin. So, ano, no? Maraming salamat sa ating classmate na si Bea.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your insights and comments about this trending topic, ha? Malay mo ma-feature ka, ano? Rihanna featuring Bea.
Wow.
And I think that ends our episode for today, mga ka-universe. Maraming salamat sa pagtutok sa very pop culture
oriented.
Pop culture field episode again na pinag-usapan natin yung mga iba't ibang trending topics for this week. And bago tayo umalis ay gusto lang namin kayo imbitahan sa isang event na Tag It. Makikita natin dito yung isang event na ano, partner org na naman ang DZUP Radio Circle. Kaya naman we're very proud, no, na part kami ng org na ito. Char! Hindi. So ano, makikita nyo sa kanilang official Facebook page yung mga details about this. So ito nga ay ang Tag, we are it, the struggle of living the Buhay Media, and it's event of the CMC Student Council.
Yes,
classmate
support,
James,
support.
Diba?
And syempre, wag nyo kakalimutan na meron pa rin tayong personal orientation, special orientations for DZUP Radio Circle.
Oo, pwede yan ano, sa February 9 to 20 yung exhibit ng Tag. And may isa pang event yung Love Bazaar. It's an event of UP Comres SOC. Ito naman sa February 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. sa Bahay ng Alumni. And since we're mentioning these different events, next week abangan nyo sa ano, sa Boses ng Estudyantes trip ang La Huachica, sila magbubukas.
Yes.
ng ating Linggo. And pwede na natin siguro iwanan ng episode today. Ang Student YO Universe ahitid sa inyo ng DZUP Radio Circle, the only org that goes on air at nanghimpilang ito, DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Ako si Vince.
At ako naman si James.
At ito ang Student YO Universe, where your voice is our number one choice.
Student YO Universe, pinaka-latest sa pop culture trend. Bringing the latest and the hottest trending topics. From the ultimate movers and shapers.
It's very interesting na ang daming nominations na nakuha ng the artist.
To everything else under the sun.
I'm very excited kasi ito na yung Olympics eh.
You don't just listen to the student's voice, we amplify it.
Ayun po ko sa anti-planking look. Parang sobrang b**** lang yan. Kasi, di ba?
Because it's not just a student's world, it's our universe. Student YO Universe.